Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the sunny summer's morning, but I don't think it's quite summer until the 1st of December, isn't it? We might be getting into summer now, so enjoy it while you can. I'm reading this morning from Isaiah, and it's an invitation to the thirsty, and I think our land is a wee bit thirsty at the moment, so we do need some rain for the farmers, and also probably for the town people to make sure they've got water in their tanks and gourd. Our reading this morning, Isaiah 55 and verses, starting from verse 9. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. May God add his blessing to this word. We'll open the service this morning with the song, He Has Brought Us Thus Far by His Grace. Thank you, Lord, that you are a mighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We come humbly before you this morning to worship you and praise your name. We should see your creation about us every day and marvel at its beauty that you have made. We thank you that we can come freely to worship you today and speak through the service this morning to each one that they may know your presence here today. We pray also for our missionaries we know here and overseas. We pray for their safety in their travels, especially the young family as they travel to have Christmas with family and friends. We remember too the Johnsons in Burkina Faso and the ongoing work with the Fulani people there. Help them to reach out to them. We also pray for the Corlettes as they work to set up a business projects in Miramar, especially for the growing of coffee, to give these people and family hope for their future, and especially to give these people a desire to seek you. We also pray for our own country. We pray for a strengthening of families and a desire for people to seek you. We pray for a turning to you across our own country. We pray for our leaders and government. Help them to know your presence and give them wisdom and guidance as they govern this land. We also pray for you to be acknowledged in Parliament in the opening prayer. We pray for a change of heart. Remember too, our young people, as they come to the end of another year, help them to know what you want them to do in their lives ahead. Give them hope and surety in their decision making for their futures. Just be with them too in their lives ahead. We also pray for our ministry settlement board as they meet to seek your will for this parish in Napdale, Atama and Wakaka. Give them wisdom and guidance in the future choosing of a person to lead us forward in this parish. We also thank you for the beautiful weather and the sunshine, but we do pray for rain to water the pastures and crops of the farms in this country and keep drought at bay. And the rain that waters the land may your word also water people's hearts today. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Notices. Next week there's a finger food lunch and it's a missions Sunday. And we're also having, for our Christmas appeal, I think we'll be giving to the Tear Fund again, so there'll be some information about that next week. There's also going to be next week, we'll be handing out some advertisements for our Christmas Eve service, which is combined with the advertising for the actually district, what's happening in the district. So you can have a quick look at that, but next week we'll have enough of these to hand around all the households in the parish, and we sort of need to get organised who can letterbox drop these or hand them to people for next week. So have a look at these anyway and see what you think. And we also have a notice here from the Women's Fellowship, coffee and dessert evening, which is probably good night. Everyone says it's a good thing, and it's a good time to fellowship together. Any other notices? No, it's quiet. Birthdays and celebrations. I know one.
A special lady beside me had a special birthday, Dorothy.
Yes, she had a party yesterday afternoon, and there was quite a few gathered at home for an 80th birthday.
Congratulations. Some of have got a new grandson. Laura's.
Laura's had Oliver Bean on Friday. He's, sorry?
Oliver Bruce.
I didn't know you were being Bruce.
I'm still getting used to the name Oliver, that's all.
Must be wild.
He's fine, we met him yesterday.
Oliver Twist.
Yeah.
I will just pray for those people then. Lord, we just thank you for birthdays and celebrations. We just pray for Dorothy too, and we thank you for 80 years with us, and we thank you for the witness for you she has been as a family person and also as in her church back at Cromwell and in the past in Edendale. We also pray for the new parents and as they look after Oliver Bruce and the proud grandparents here today, and just be with them as he grows, and we pray that he'll come to know you too in his life ahead.
Yes.
Just bless that family and this time. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Have their celebration song and